LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Talk Radio, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. How y'all doing? Well, you know what, tonight, everyone, bear with me, because, you know, I was at Lisa Lampanelli last night, laughing my ass off. I have, like, no voice left. It was so cold in Northern Connecticut, which is where I am. So bear with me and my voice, but you know what, I'll be sexy for y'all tonight. I'm glad you're tuning in. We've got a great show tonight. We've got Liberty University. Y'all know them from YouTube. They're a sensation already. In 5 days, they've got over 500,000 hits on YouTube. You know, they did the Bed Intruder, our buddy Antoine Dotson song, and the Gregory Brothers. So they're coming on in a bit. Then, you know, we've got some surprises along the way and some Christmas music, get everybody into the spirit. But before that, you know, next week I'm not going to be here. It's Christmas, and I'm going to celebrate. But there's a show prior to mine called The Alternative with Terry Grant. So we got Terry Grant right now on the airwaves with us. Terry Grant, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Max. I'm really doing fine. Thank you for giving us the chance to not only to be here to talk to you, but for giving us the hour of your show. So because we're going to have a three-hour show next week. We're really excited about it. Our show hits LGBT issues here and throughout the world, and we're going to be bringing in all of our hosts that are here in L.A. So we're going to have Sheena Metal on. She's so exciting. We're going to have Donnie Meach and Rebecca Tripp on, and we're going to have Tony Sweet on, and we're going to have Dina Martinez, who used to have the show on here called Dina and Greg. So we were going to do this all originally from Universal Studios. We had this whole thing sort of set up to do it there, and that kind of blew through. So what we're going to do is we're going to...
You know what, Terry? Who needs Universal when you got LA Talk Radio Studios?
We don't need anybody. That's all we got. That's all we got, buddy. We got LA Talk Radio Studios. We're going to do it here. It's going to be a party. We're going to have a three-hour party. We're going to have lots of music. Each one of the hosts are bringing in a guest. So it's going to really be exciting. It's going to be a really exciting time.
So that's going to be next Sunday. My time stop, since it's the Christmas season, I'm giving to you. So Merry Christmas, Terry.
Well, thank you so much, Max. Thank you so much. And we're going to be starting at 6 o'clock. So we'll be 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for letting everyone know what's going on next week. And every Sunday night, your show is on LA Talk Radio right before mine. Terry.
Thank you so much, Max. Have a happy holiday, buddy.
Thank you. You too. So that's what's going on next Sunday, so y'all know the tea before. So you tune in, you'll be like, wait, this sounds like Dina from Dina and Greg Show, and Max isn't there. I'm taking the night off. I deserve a break, and it's Christmas. So you know what? On the seventh day, he rested. That's what I'm doing. But anyway, y'all, so y'all have seen, y'all know, like, I'm so involved with this Bedroom Intruder song. You know, Antoine's been on a whole bunch of times. And then my dear friends are like, we love Antoine, so we bring him back, and y'all love him. You know, he's got a Christmas ornament that's sold out, so don't even look for it anymore. It's like limited edition on eBay now. And as you all know, since he's gone viral, everyone's been doing remixes. So my favorite was sent to me by a friend of mine called Ryan Lewis. He lives down in Florida. Now, Ryan sent me the Liberty University. It's a great university down south. How y'all doing? I know you guys have some snow down there. And listen, they did this. Their coffee house, it's like a glee group, got together and did a version of Bedroom Intruder. You heard what I'm saying? Bedroom Intruder. So it's a real... wait till y'all hear it, because we're going to have it here tonight. Plus, we got some of them coming on. We got Chelsea, we got Bethany, we got Jacob and Becca coming on. So stay tuned for that, because it's going to be fun. And then later on in the show, I've got Avery coming on in just a bit, and we're going to talk about hot topics and what's going on and holiday favorites. Before that, check out Delta.com. Flights are on sale. And you know what, everyone? Variety Cruises. Y'all want to cruise? Oh, it's cold here in Connecticut and New York. Y'all need a cruise, go to VarietyCruises.com. Later on in the show, our girl Avery's going to tell you more about that. So stay tuned. Now, all right. So I'm just so excited to get Liberty in here tonight and let them all know what's going on. There's just been a little situation at Liberty campus that I got to let y'all know about. Now, I saw their Facebook page, and someone, quote unquote, borrowed the sheep from the nativity set on front campus. Y'all, give it back. Come on now. someone be hiding the sheep at the Liberty University campus, they got to give it back. We're going to find you. So run and tell that, homeboy. Until then, let's get Jingle Bells going here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, because 'tis the season, Jingle Bells. When we get back, Liberty University, the coffee house, they're going to be here. Stay tuned. Radio. This is Max and Friends, and as y'all know, I'm Max Succi. Welcome back, everyone. Now, y'all know that my voice has been lost a little bit lately, but I found it for tonight because I'm so excited to have y'all know Liberty University down south. And I shouldn't say down south because it's really not in the south, but it's fun to say that. So tonight, we got the whole slew here tonight. We got Becker, Jacob, Bethany, and Chelsea. Now, if y'all go to YouTube and put in Bed Intruder Coffee House and Liberty University, you'll see the 560,000 other people have seen what you're about to see. It's an amazing video. Y'all tore it up. Becker, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell me about what's going on with Coffee House and Bed Intruder?
Thanks, Max. Well, the Coffee House performance we did was December 10th, and we kind of just came up with it in September. And we just were sitting around in a car and on a trip back from South Carolina, and we all were singing the Bed Intruder song and just kind of morphed. And then a month ago, we all started getting together and thinking up the new idea for the Carol of the Bells idea.
It turned out really well. Now, Jacob, you singing it. How was it for you, Jacob, to, like, this song has gone, you know, over 100 million hits on YouTube to be a part of this, and now you guys are at, like, over 560,000 hits?
It's incredible. Like, none of us saw this coming at all. We were, Coffee House is this thing at Liberty every year, and we were like, oh, well, you know, they'll like it a lot. Liberty will like it a lot. And it's absolutely gone so much farther than any of us could have imagined. And it's just insane.
Did you imagine you'd be here on the radio talking about it?
I never would have thought. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, I thought, okay, great night at Liberty. Everybody said good job, and that was over. It was a lot of fun, and now it's proven to be a lot more fun. Just watching the count go up and stuff, you know, it's kind of crazy.
It is crazy. Now, Bethany, you were a whole part of this. What was your favorite part of the song?
I think it would definitely have to be the Carol of the Bells part, just because it really did start out as a complete joke, and just the fact that Becker actually was the one that put it to music, and it just turned into this whole thing. It's so funny.
It turned out really funny. Now, we got Chelsea here, too. Chelsea, same question to you. What was your favorite part of the song?
To be honest, mine would have to be where I break it down in the middle of the video, because that was just, it was just so much fun to let loose and go crazy, and I'm not going to lie, doing the stanky leg in front of the chancellor of the university was a little nerve-wracking, but it was also liberating as well, so.
Now, when you say break it down, which one are you, Chelsea, in the video?
Oh, I am the conductor.
With the mohawk.
Oh, yes, that's
now, nice. I saw you, girl. You were doing, like, the Soulja Boy dance, too.
Yeah, that was part of it.
We caught that. Well, everyone, it's 11:11 here in New York, so make a wish. I always say that on my show, but it's fun. So now, Chelsea, for you being the conductor of this whole show, how was it for you to, like, turn around and see this whole slew of your school behind you, like, totally into the song?
It was insane. I mean, here I am talking to millions of people, but turning around and seeing 10,000 people reacting to this song in a way that we could have never seen coming was just so much fun. It was such an adrenaline rush. It was terrifying as well, but it was beyond fun.
It was fun. Now, Becker, tell me, Becker, that's your nickname, but let everyone know your real name.
Becker's actually my middle name. My first name's Caitlin, but everybody at Liberty and the Vision team calls me Becker.
All right. So, Becker, now, it's your idea to put this together, right?
Well, at the end, me and another girl on the Vision team, Crystal, spearheaded getting everyone together, but we thought up the song all together on a bus, like, a couple months ago. But we had forgotten about it since then, and we thought it was too good of a good idea. It was just a gold mine. So we got everyone together earlier in December. Bought it all.
And you guys tore it up. Now, Jacob, tell me, let's go back to that night, Jacob. How was the energy in that room?
The energy was insane. Like, you say looking out on the crowd, where I was, I couldn't see the crowd with the spotlights. But just the reaction, you could feel it. Like, I could feel it in your chest. It was unbelievable. I knew it was crazy loud. Then everybody told me later that we'd gotten, like, the only standing ovation of the night. I didn't even realize that at the time. That's quite a rush. It was just a lot of fun. Like, I've never had anything quite like that before.
There you go. Now, Bethany, let me ask you a quick question, Bethany. For you, where are you in school? Are you freshman, junior, sophomore?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, so you're ready to go.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. So how is it senior year? Because, you know, you've been there. You've been in 4 years there?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been there for 4 years, your senior year, ready to go, you're performing, and it's like now a national thing. What do you think is going to be next?
Oh, we have no idea. It just happened so fast because it was just last week. And, you know, we put up the video knowing that our friends would see it and hopefully the whole school would see it. And so the fact that, you know, it's gotten over 500,000 hits is just insane. I don't even know what could happen next.
Now, listen, I know there's something going on because I've been, like, watching your Facebook page for Liberty University. And you guys, it's really sad that someone borrowed, quote unquote, the sheep from your nativity set.
That was one of the best things I've ever seen when I walked down to the cafeteria and there's farm animals on top of the roof.
So what happened with the sheep? Well, hold on. All right, everyone, we just did a count. Right now, you're at 566,775 hits on YouTube.
Crazy.
Totally crazy. Well, you know what? We've got an MP3 of the song, so we're going to play it here tonight because we've got a lot of listeners listening. So, y'all, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, you guys, because when we get back, we're going to talk to you some more. Liberty University, the Coffee House Hall, they're here tonight in the studio. Everyone listening tonight, thanks for tuning in. Now you're going to get a little bit. Now, this is the live version, everyone. So be patient because there's some pauses and some claps, but it's all legit and real, and it's directly from the Liberty University's, right from that stage. So stay with us here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Bet Intruder, the version by Liberty University. Coffee House on Max and Friends. More. Here we go.
Oh, hey! You are so dumb. You are so dumb.
Run and tell that homeboy, you guys are not so dumb, because you picked the hottest song of the year to do at your, now what is this, like your Christmas spectacular?
It's a basically a talent show. You try out to get in. It's not really a contest necessarily, but lots and lots of people try out. I mean, there's days and days and days of tryouts, and they put about 25 acts, bands and videos or dance. We had a couple break dance groups and stuff. So yeah, that was we chose to do a choral number.
You did. Now Chelsea, how was it after this was all done and you guys were off stage? Like, how was it? How was the feeling?
I actually got up, I picked up my stuff, and I went to go sit with some friends for the rest of the show who were saving me a seat. And I had people literally standing up beside me as I walked down the aisles, because it was in a bowl kind of building. And I was walking down the aisle, and people were standing up and shaking my hand.
It was
overwhelming, to say the least.
It was. You know what? We just had a request. Someone tweeted on Twitter. They want to hear the real Antoine song. So you know what, everyone? We're going to play just a little bit of it. So what is your group called? Chelsea, you all called Coffee House? Or what is your group called?
Our group, we are a ministry team at Liberty University called the Vision Team.
Now, what is your vision? Let's learn about you before we play Antoine's song real quick. What is this all about, you guys, your vision and your ministry and your university? Who wants to tell us?
Well,
all right, okay. Jacob, why don't you tell us?
Okay. The first thing is, contrary to common belief, we're not a choir. When we are a team of people, and really what we do is our ministry is focused on youth. We go to churches. We've been all, many places around the East Coast, just leading small group times, doing things like that with youth, music and drama, and just like we'll lead a whole weekend at a church. And we just do that, a couple weekends every semester, and that's the essence of our team. The choir just happened to be that we happen to have some musical ability. that's what we really love doing, is just ministering to youth, spending weekends with middle school and high school students.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, you guys, stay here. Don't go anywhere. I want y'all to be here with me when we get back, because we're going to play just a little bit of Antoine Dotson and the Gregory Brothers' Bed Intruder, so y'all can get in the mood. So, Ronan, hit it up here. Bed Intruder. I'm Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call, and confess, we're looking for you, we're going to find you, we're going to find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and your left fingerprints, and all you are so dumb. You are really dumb, oh yeah. You are really, 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 really so dumb. I was attacked by some idiot in the pine deck. So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. Got fine eyes, fine skin, coffee complexion, no cut like a Caesar, with some new waves and a thin, clean cut, very smooth face. My sister, when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you. Hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to call
You know, Antoine was going to be here tonight to surprise you all, but unfortunately he was on an airplane and couldn't make it. So I know he had a little message for you. Hey, Antoine, why don't you tell them what the message is?
Well, obviously.
It's Antoine Dodson. Antoine, say hi to Chelsea, Bethany, Jacob, and Becker because they are live on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, had the kids.
What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Antoine, I know you want to give a big shout-out to Liberty University, so do it.
Okay. Run and tell that. Shout-out to Liberty University now, man.
So, do any of you guys have questions? Let's start with Chelsea. Chelsea, say hi to Antoine Dodson.
Antoine Dodson, it is so good to talk to you.
Hey, what's the tea, Boots Cadillac, woo-woo?
Now, Antoine, Chelsea is the girl with the mohawk in the video who's the conductor.
Oh, no, get out.
The one that breaks it down. So that's who Chelsea is, just so you know.
Far out.
Yup, we got them here. And then Jacob, say hi to Antoine.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
How well can you actually sing? Because, I mean, your music career could be going through the roof with this.
Yeah, it can.
Antoine, tell them you got your new song coming out next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, we know that. See, Bethany, say hi.
Yeah, so when my single starts coming out, and then you can determine it for yourself.
There you go. Bethany, say hi to Antoine.
Hey, Antoine.
Hey.
I am so excited to be talking to you right now. You have no idea.
Oh, that's so cool. You get me crumb.
And Becker, say hi. Now, Becker's like the one, Antoine, who got this all together with another friend of hers, Crystal, to put this all together. And they did this in front of 10,000 kids, Antoine. Becker, say hi.
Oh, that
hey,
is amazing. Hey.
So, yeah, y'all, so Merry Christmas. I wanted you all to, you know, this is a big surprise, and we were trying to pull it off to get Antoine here. And Antoine, the sport that he is, and the nicest, coolest guy that he is here to say hi and Merry Christmas to y'all. Right, Antoine?
Yes, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know. Oh, do anybody have New Year's resolutions?
Do any of you have New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Not yet. I don't.
Jacob, do you?
I haven't thought about buying Christmas gifts.
Antoine, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Yes, I really have this really crazy habit I really need to kick.
All right. So you kicked that. What's yours?
I know I definitely want to do coffee house with Antoine Dodson next year.
There you go.
All right.
Well, Antoine, you know what? Maybe you got to take a trip down to – you guys are in Virginia, so you can take a trip down to Liberty University. We'll arrange it. We'll make it happen, Antoine. Because, you know, everyone – Antoine's
so
got
cool. –
It will be cool. You know, I'll be there too. And everyone, Antoine's got a new calendar coming out for 2011. Right, Antoine?
Yes. Where's that?
and your website, AntoineDotsonsWorld.com. Y'all go up there because you're going to find out all the latest information on Antoine. Plus, if you go to
everything that's going on.
And, of course, you have phone greetings, Antoine. Tell us about phonegreetings.com.
Oh, phone greetings is so cool. They're right next to holiday, so it's really even greater. Basically, what that is an audio greeting card, greeting. And basically what you could do is, you know, set up, you can design whatever you want me to say to somebody, and I will call them and, you know, tell them whatever, you know, happy holidays, or you're so stupid, you're so dumb, I had your kids, I had your mama, you know, whatever you want to say, just say it. I think that's really cool, so, you know, get so, into it. Right?
And that's phonegreetings.com. And let me tell you all, Antoine, you know, you had your Christmas ornament sold out.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Completely sold out. So, you know what, Antoine? I'm going to let you go because I know that you got a bunch to do tonight and you need to get your sleep on. But before you get your sleep on, Antoine, tell Liberty University, run and tell that.
You know what? Liberty University, I love you guys and everything that I'm doing. And I just can't wait till it's happening, but I want you to run and tell that. Seriously, no, for real.
Well, Becker, Jacob, Bethany, we'll Chelsea, say goodnight to Antoine before he leaves.
Good night, Antoine.
Bye, Antoine.
Good night. No, seriously, run and tell that.
We will run and tell that, Antoine.
All right,
everybody up in here.
That's the truth. All right, Antoine, I'm going to let you go. And Antoine, I'll see you soon, probably for New Year's. But until then, Antoine, I'll talk to you after the show.
All right.
Later, buddy. Bye, Antoine. Was that a good surprise, you guys?
Oh my God.
Awesome. Yeah.
Really
awesome.
Amazing.
I got to tell you, to pull that off, it was like all day on phones with managers, agents, because, you know, Antoine's got like all these people handling him now, assistants. So yeah. I got to thank Richard and I got to thank Andrew and everyone else who made it possible for Antoine to be here tonight. He took some time out for Liberty University. So run and tell that.
They do some hard work.
So I'm glad you guys are here. That was my Christmas present to you. And thank you guys for bringing us a Christmas version of Bed Intruder. We're going to be clearly over 600,000 people, I bet, by tomorrow. So you guys keep on doing what you're doing. Be inspired. Find that sheep and keep us updated if you guys found the sheep or not.
All right.
All right, you guys. Well, listen, Chelsea, anything you want to say before we leave?
I just want to say thank you to everybody, and thank you to you, Max, for letting me talk to Antoine Dodson. That was pretty much the highlight of 2010 for me. So thank you, everyone, for watching the video.
Bethany, do you want to say something in closing?
Yeah, really just thank you. I mean, for this opportunity, it's huge. I mean, last week we would have never, ever expected to be on a radio station in L.A. talking to Antoine Dodson. So,
you know, we're not just in L.A. because we're heard syndicated nationally and internationally. So we're being broadcasted all over. So just to let you know
that's even bigger.
So, Becker, is there something you want to say before we close?
Well, I want to thank everybody that's listening and you, Max, and just everyone that supported us. It's such a blessing, and we could never, never imagine all this. Awesome.
Cool.
And Merry Christmas
and Jacob,
to everyone out there.
Absolutely. Jacob, what do you want to say in closing?
I just want to thank you also. You know, we weren't sure. You know, there's a lot of people that wouldn't trust a bunch of kids from Liberty to come on the radio station. So we thank you a lot for that. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks, Antoine.
Well, y'all did a really good job, though. So for your first radio interview, you guys did well here on Max and Friends. Hey, Ronan, before
thank
we bounce,
you.
Let them, hold on. Don't
You'll
go anywhere. Ronan,
first.
What is everyone listening to, Ronan? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi, Liberty University. They're all here. The ones that were in the Antoine Dotson Bed Intruder video. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for being part of the show. Chelsea, before we go, someone just tweeted me. Where can they find you guys? Are you on Twitter or Facebook? Not individually, but as a group.
We do have a vision group where you can keep updated. You can follow the vision team on Twitter. It's Vision Team LU.
Vision Team LU, everyone, as for Liberty University. Check them out on Twitter. Twitter them. Love them. Keep watching their video. Keep spreading the word. God bless you all. Thank you for being here tonight. Merry Christmas. And I want you all to hit me up on Facebook because we'll become friends and we'll keep this circle going. All right, guys?
We certainly will.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Night. Be blessed. Stay focused, kids.
You too.
Be well.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Well, everyone, that was Liberty University. That was the Coffee House. That was the Vision Team. LU on Twitter. That was a lot of fun, Ronan. Thank you, Antoine Dotson, for being here tonight, because I know that that just put a big smile on their face. That was a good surprise. I felt like Oprah tonight. But you know what? I've got, I think, the bigger smile on my face because I just love doing stuff like that, as y'all know. So that's my Christmas treat. Speaking of Christmas, hey, Ronan, can we get, like, Jingle Bells? We already played Jingle Bells. Let's get Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Then Avery's going to be back, and we're going to tell you guys some fun things for the holidays. So, Ronan, let's get Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I got my co-host, Avery Graham, in the studio. Hey, Avery.
Hey, Max.
How you doing, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I love that version, and I love our version, too, of Happy Holidays.
I got some good versions, right?
Yeah, I love
I'm telling you, how you doing? And everyone, I got to give a major shout-out to Antoine Dotson. Thank you so much. And, of course, to Chelsea, Bethany, Jacob, and Becker from Liberty University, thank you guys so much for being here tonight. It was fun, Avery. I'm glad you could join us at this second half of Max and Friends.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm sorry I missed the front half, but you know what? It sounded like you guys had a blast. And hi to Antoine, too.
Well, you know what? It's all right if you miss things here, because everything, as y'all know, you can go to LA Talk Radio, to the Max and Friends page, and everything there is in an archive, and you can pull it up tomorrow, and you can download it, and you can own it, love it, and replay it. Now, listen. Hi to Rima. But before that, guess who I saw last night, Avery?
Who did you see?
My homegirl, Lisa Lampanelli.
And I did see this on your Facebook. You were with her and you have these gorgeous pictures, too, which we should probably post on Max and Friends. How was it, Max?
Yes. Let's just say this, that I had to have Pampers. I was laughing so hard all night long. I couldn't control myself from laughing two hours straight. Lisa Lampanelli, insultcomic.com. She's on tour now. Go see her. Go catch her. Hysterical. And that's, I have a cough today.
And you're recovering.
Amazing. And then here's the best part. You ready for this, Avery?
Yeah.
So afterwards, I go downstairs because she's like, there's a little meet and greet afterwards. And there was a big line and everything. And Lisa saw me. She goes, hi, Max. Like, we were best friends. I was like, hey, Lisa, what's up? She's like, oh, she's like, Max is my friend and he's media. Max, stick around. And then she's whispering, stick around after. So I stuck around after. And then we met privately, and then we got pictures and we hung out for a bit. And Lisa Lampanelli is like my big sister now. How you doing, Lisa?
Wow.
That's right. See what happens here on Max and Friends? We start like friendships and relationships and family ties. How you doing?
I love it. In time for the holidays. There we
Just
go.
Just in time for the holidays. Speaking of holidays, it's gift giving. And what's a really good gift to give, Avery?
I think that people should give a trip. How about on VarietyCruises.com? They've got small ships for inquisitive minds, VarietyCruises.com. And they've got, I just looked on their website, and they've got a really great cruise going through Kenya in Northern Africa, which looks amazing. And there's some in Turkey and Greece, too, as well. So,
VarietyCruises.com.
I'd love to do the show from there.
You know what? We might have to make that happen. Constantine,
you and me.
Make it happen. VarietyCruises.com. Keep plugging it. Maybe we'll do it. VarietyCruises.com.
We love them. VarietyCruises.com. But we also love somebody else, too. Who is
that? We love Delta.com. And Delta.com is going to be the airline that gets us to our VarietyCruise.com.
Yes, that's true.
Are we just the pluggers or what?
Wouldn't it be great if we could, like, do, like, fly, boat? What else could we do? Like, helicopter, car. We could do, like, around the world.
I'm good with Delta.com and VarietyCruises.com. I need some relaxation in my life. There is so much going on. Speaking of relaxation and getting, like, you know, pampering and stuff, there's a new salon called Madison on Madison, 39 East 78th Street between Madison and Park. Go check it out. It's a nice, beautiful salon, brand new. And I think it's fun to, like, you know, promote new things. So check out Madison on Madison, 39 East 78th Street between Park and Madison Avenue, and go say hi to Mark. He's there. Also the pink plume.
I love the pink plume.
Yes, we had our fantastic grand opening, and it was a lot of fun. Nora Marler, y'all know No More Dating Pigs, You Are What You Date. She's going to come back to do another book signing. She was a little under the weather. So, unfortunately, she couldn't make it, but you know what? The pink plume was good. So, if you're in Connecticut or New York area, come to the pink plume, 25 Burtis Avenue, New Canaan, Connecticut. All right, like, enough of this plugging stuff. But speaking of plugging, stay tuned to CBS News after the show.
Hey, guys, also, we have an application, too, for your Blackberries and iPhones, so you can listen live to Max
That's
and
right.
Friends. And
All right,
it's
now, clearly, okay. This is no longer a show. This has just become an infomercial on Max and Friends at LA Talk Radio. But
True.
You know what? I do want to talk about something serious. And there's a great show on with Diane Sawyer, and it's called Be the Change, Save a Life. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm addicted. And what they're doing now, Avery, actually, Ronan, let's play Hot Topics. Can we get that up?
Hey,
we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Thank you, Ronan. Look at that. Quick to go. That was good, right, Avery?
I liked it. Way to drop it, Ronan.
Now, listen. Diane Sawyer, Be the Change, Save a Life. It's a new show on ABC. So check your local listings, abc.com. And they featured this place called Casa Jackson in Guatemala. And ever since I saw this, I've been posting it all over my webpage. I'm addicted. All right. Now, Avery, what's really great about this is there's another website that people can go right on, and it's so easy to donate. All right. And you know, there's a lot of scams with donations and everything.
Absolutely.
But I was like really intrigued by this whole Casa Jackson. And they have a Facebook page and everything. Check it out. donate $10. $10, okay, Avery, helps 20 children in Guatemala.
Isn't that amazing? Like, it seems like such a small amount of money, you know, for us, but it is such a huge thing for people in other parts of the world. It's like, you know, just substituting your Starbucks coffee every morning and, you know, donating it. It just makes such a huge impact.
Huge impact.
So many lives.
And what's so interesting, you know, now it's Christmas time, mm-hmm. and there's a page y'all can go on, and you can donate there, and you could even gift it in someone else's name. So if you've got a friend that you don't know who to give a present to, go check this out. Donate. You know, I'm partial to Casa Jackson. Why? I have no idea, but I love them. Mm-hmm. And check them out. They have a Facebook page. It's great fun. And while you're checking things out, go to YouTube.com and check out Ben Intruder, Christmas Carol Song, Liberty University. 2010 Christmas Coffee House. It was so much fun. And that's the Vision Team, LU. I love them. They're so cool, these kids.
Wow.
But wow. Yeah. So speaking of holidays, we're off next Sunday.
We are. What am I going to do?
Well, Terry Grand is going to be here, and he's going to do a three-hour show from his hour before and his hour before his hour before. So I don't know how they're going to do all these 3 hours, but God bless them, do your thing. But what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to have a very low-key Christmas. I'm going to just hang out with the family, enjoy some time together. I might head up island and go skiing for a little bit. We just got tons of great snow up the island, so that's another idea. But, just maybe even surfing. I mean, that would be pretty fun. We'll just see. I'm just totally open to whatever comes my way, and I think that's the best way to be in the holidays.
It is the best way. You know what? Last year, I did a great show with my holiday giveaway. And we had some fun items to give away. But I felt this year, you know what, instead of giving away to everyone, you know, items and things, mm-hmm. I want to give you my love.
You know what
I'm talking about? It's nice to give stuff away. And I'm so thankful to everyone who gave me stuff last year to give you stuff. But mm-hmm. this year we're doing a little bit different. I would rather have you all go and donate to charities this year. I know it sounds a little cliche, but it's something that I strongly believe in. I think, you know, too much is given, much is expected, and it's a good feel thing, you know, good thing to do. Speaking of good things to do, watch Rolanda Watts Christmas Mail. It's a fun movie for the holidays. But Avery, for Christmas, I'm just going to be with my family. You know, there's only the four of us.
Yeah.
It's my first Christmas without my grandmother, so my mom is really depressed.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, you know what? After, you know, it's sad. My mom is an only child.
Yeah, it is. It's sad too, right? So you'll just have to do extra special things. You know, if I was in the neighborhood, I'd bring you homemade goodies because I'm going to be cooking all day tomorrow and making maple shortbread, and I'm going to make gingerbread houses and like the whole shebang tomorrow.
Well,
maybe I could UPS it.
You could UPS it. I'll be doing little like tap dances. I got your Christmas card with a snowflake. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It dances, did not it spin?
It does. I'm like, you know, I have like arthritis in my elbows from like, you know, fanning the card so many times from spinning that snowflake. But it was fun. You know what, everyone? Avery, like, we just have so much to tell, so little time to tell it, but I wanted you to be here because I want to say thank you so much for being a part of Max and Friends.
Well, thank
you.
You
know, I did a year in review kind of all the guests we've had on, and not next Sunday because we're not here, but the following Sunday before New Year's, it's going to be a fun show because we're going to have a year in review of the show. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then New Year's, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the W Hotel in Fort Lauderdale.
Yay!
Party there. So check out W Hotels, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're getting the penthouse suite. We're going to do it right. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
But until then, I just want to wish everybody a very happy and safe holiday. Mm-hmm. Please don't drink and drive because Thanksgiving, drinking and driving, we saw a horrible accident.
I saw the same thing, too.
Car flipped over. Don't drink and drive. Stay home. Stay at your friend's house. Bring an aerobed if you're going to drink.
And they're going to find you.
They are going to find you.
And they will run and tell that homeboy.
And we will find you. Because if you're going to drink and drive, I'm the type of person, if you see suspicious activity where you think people are drunk driving, call 911, people.
Yes.
Well, you know what, Avery? Merry Christmas. Happy
Christmas.
Everything.
And a big shout-out to Ronan.
Ronan, thank you so much.
And LA Talk Radio family.
Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah, Ronan.
Yes.
I hope you've lit all your candles. But yes, LA Talk Radio family, happy holidays, happy everything, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas. Get Christmas Mail, the movie. It's on iTunes and Amazon. Watch that for the family. And I leave you all tonight with everything, a happy holiday from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.